Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on March 7th, 2012, at the Top Hat and features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Rites of Passage. This week's story comes to us from Samantha Stephen and is titled Plenty of Fish. Thank you for listening.
All right. So, when you think about rite of passages, there's always kind of a sense of hope and fear. And that's exactly what you feel when you make an online dating profile. Hope that you'll meet an even-tempered, decent, calm person. And the fear that you'll meet just socially inept sociopath. And it's with this sense of hope and fear that I went on plentyoffish.com and created an online dating profile. And I gotta say, I'm really proud of my profile. I really feel like it gets down to the essence of me. I mean, it doesn't have all those, you know, cliches like, I love food. I love hanging out. I love life. I love laughter. We're human beings. Yeah, we do love these things. Unoriginal. It doesn't have the wishy-washy, oh, you know, I'm looking for a life partner, but you know, if you just want to have sex, that's okay too. You know, I'm kind of a homebody, but, you know, if you want to go to a rave, yeah, let's go, yeah, you know, whatever you are, I am, you know. None of that wishy-washy garbage. You know, it doesn't carry on about independent movies and books and bands that I knew before they were popular. And, you know, it doesn't carry on about Woody Allen or Wes Anderson or any Radiohead. Just, you know, it just flat out says, I like fat books, skinny guys, dry humor, and wet lips. And, you know, it does so many things right here. You know, it establishes that I'm a well-read cougar. All while identifying my specific sense of humor. And, you know, just a little witty innuendo, you know, just a little hint, you know, but not so much as it would if it were as, you know, if you said wet cunt, for instance. So, you know, I thought, well, you know, there won't be creeps. You know, I was just on the borderline of getting racy and witty, but, you know. No creeps. But, you know, no matter what you put on your online profile, there's going to be creeps waiting in line with an emoticon rose. And there's, you know, there's winks, there's messages, there's sexy shebang 82 wants to meet you. You know, there's just so much digital love. It's just an onslaught. And you feel like, oh, you know, this is kind of exciting, huh? You know, distraction. And so I decided I'm going to meet half and block half. And, you know, the first guy I meet, he says, let's meet at Hooters. And I thought, you know, this doesn't mean he's a shithead. You know, it's kind of like when people say they want to grab coffee instead of dinner. It's kind of like a safe place where you know, it's practical that you might have some options afterwards, or, you know, he's practical. That's good. You know, and Hooters isn't a strip club. So, you know, it's kind of classy. So that's what I said, you know, so, hey, you know, I met this guy at Hooters and, he says, when I got there, he was already drunk and I thought, you know, oh, well, you know, he's nervous. He's an introvert. I love introverts. You know, this is going to be okay, you know. And so there he is, drunk, and I don't really order much because I kind of feel fat, not because I am, but because, you know, he was probably half my size, and I could see bones I didn't know existed sticking out, and, you know, so I just felt bad drinking water next to him. And, we were talking and even, you know, even though I wasn't quite sure, I thought, you know, I wasn't quite self-conscious enough to not go hot tubbing, you know? So, you know, we go hot tubbing. And you know, there we were, you know, he's telling me about, oh, you know, I tried this foreign beer in this country. He's going through this list. And I thought, oh yeah, you know, he's really broad. He travels. He's you know, he's learning so much. That's great, you know. And then he abruptly throws up in the hot tub, you know, because he's a little guy drinking that much, lightweight. I immediately am out of the hot tub as soon as I see the, you know. And then he jumps out too. And then, strangely, not acknowledging the situation, he tries to kiss me. And that fish was fried. I mean, yeah, that was done. And, other fish, you know, they just won't take the bait. You know, sense of humor-wise, you know, I'd say something like, you know, let's go swimming. And they wouldn't banter back with, how about breaststroke? You know, their sense of humor wasn't just dry, it was dried up. And, you know, still convinced that they'd get to breaststroke, they'd ask me if I want to watch a movie. And we all know what that means. But, so what I always choose in this situation is the movie Misery, Stephen King. I find that instills just enough, you know, woman fear to totally ruin the mood, but it's not so obvious as, say, Fatal Attraction. And so, you know, we watched Misery. And, you know, the next guy I met from online dating, we'll call him Jaws. Now, Jaws had kind of the cliche profile. You know, he loved a lot of things. You know, I love laughter, I love life, I love food. And you know what? When he wrote I Love Food, he put it in all capitals. And, you know, I didn't really think much about this until I met him at an Italian restaurant. And he ordered 2 appetizers and 4 entrees without blinking an eye. And, you know, my eyes were blinking a lot and kind of stunned, you know, And he said, you know, I just got to tell you something. You know, I'm just going to be up front with you. And I said, okay. And he said, you know, I'm a binge eater. And then I said, you know, that's great. You know, I'm a binge eater too. You know, I've eaten a whole batter of cookie dough. Like, that's my thing. I just eat a ton of cookie dough. No salmonella. Like, I'm resistant to it. I get you, you know, no worries. And Jaws is like, you know, it's really great to hear that. You know, it's rare that I find someone in this anorexic, bulimic, binge-drinking majority that really understands me. And then I say, yeah, I mean, I totally understand. I don't really like to fast, and I don't like to throw up. I just like to binge eat. And Jaws, you know, we just, oh, you know, he says, so hey, you know, what else are you going to order besides that bow tie pasta? And I say, oh, you know, I mean, I'm a binge eater, but it's not with savory, it's with sweets, you know. It's a cookie dough thing more, you know. I don't really feel like the cheese binge. Then Jaws says, you know, cookie dough is so junior high. And then I stuck out my tongue and said, you're so junior high. And then, you know, I felt compelled to stuff my face just to prove that I was an adult. And so, you know, at the end of the meal, I'm clutching my stomach, feeling pretty awful. And Jaws is just totally carefree, like, oh, you know, tomorrow I'm going to go on this five-hour workout that involves weights and cardio. You know, I'm going to burn off the 17 kinds of cheese that I just inhaled. And he's perfectly just very carefree and excited about this. And I'm just like, ugh. And I thought, you know, I just realized, you know, I'm more of an Olympic, I know he's more of an Olympic binge eater, and I'm more of just the emotional overeater. And, you know, it's not quite matching up there. And although, you know, his gun was still loaded, even though I was bloated, so I said, have you ever seen the movie Misery? And, you know, we swim through a lot of these lukewarm, dirty waters looking for fish. And what I've learned from online dating is that compatibility has nothing to do with whether you swim in the same waters, whether you're hooked by the same books and movies and bands, or whether you both respond to the come line and sinker lines. And it doesn't have anything to do with any of that, but it has everything to do with all of that. And so I'm still just swimming these waters, figuring it out. And that's the end.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. TopHatMissoula.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. GarageTees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. QuickJosh.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards and music. Great people, great music. RockinRudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for May 29th at the Top Hat. Find us on Twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. Twitter.com/TellUs. And Facebook and at TellUsSomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? To pitch your story, please call 203 46